Todd Gilbert Insurance is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. Todd Gilbert Insurance is your local independent insurance agency offering insurance from a variety of competitive markets tailored to insure your home, auto, life, health, and business. With 10 licensed insurance agents representing more than 25 different insurance companies, Todd Gilbert Insurance can competitively quote your risk to find the best coverage for the best price while consistently outperforming its competition. Todd Gilbert Insurance. Large enough to serve, small enough to care. Good luck, Rhett, and go Bombers!
Farmers and Merchants Bank joins you in cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. Hi, I'm Tracy Adams, a commercial loan expert, and just like the Bombers, I know it takes a great team to care for all your financial needs. Working as a team to help you reach your goals is the perfect game plan for success. Visit Farmers and Merchants Bank next to Hickory Park, and I'll be happy to help you find the right loan for your future. Remember, Farmers and Merchants Bank is in your corner, and always, go Bombers! Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass. And Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Back here on the Bomber Sports Network, they just got through the national anthem, the Pledge of Allegiance, and everything. And they're going to go through the starting lineups. We'll go through those once again. The Bombers will be the visiting team tonight. It'll be Jackson Court, Blaine Tate, Ryder McClain, Tyler Podolsky, who almost had a triple-double the other day against Paragould. He had 14, 8, and 7 with 5 steals, almost went 5-by-5. As buddy Ethan Rosa said, he did have a 5-by-5 if you count either minutes played or turnovers. So shout out to Ethan for that. Excellent math student. And Rick Gilbert, the final starter for Mountain Home. Rogers will go with Nate Jones, Taylor Dye, Gus Kraut, Caleb Massey, and Dylan Lawton here in this one. Glad you're here on the Bomber Sports Network and on Classic Hits 101.7. They're getting through the starting lineups. Mountain Home will be the road team tonight. They will be in their blue uniforms. Rogers in their white uniforms. This is still the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Bone Clinic pregame show. And when it feels like home, it feels like home. I am Dylan Conley, your announcer for this evening. I have no partner with me. I think Brad Coleman's rested the vocal cords for tomorrow. And pretty much everyone else, the whole gang's getting ready for the Big Bomber football playoff game tomorrow. We're ready to tip things off here in Rogers. The officials have made their way to the court. So the Bombers will be the visiting team tonight. They'll be in their road blue uniforms with gold and white trim along the side with gold lettering and numerals with a white trim. Bombers across the chest. Rogers will be the home team. Rogers across the chest. If blue trim, blue lettering, blue numerals. Rogers will be moving from right to left in front of you here and on your radio dial. Mountain Home will be moving from left to right. Tyler Podolsky will tip it up in the air as Pod won the tip, but it was number zero for Rogers. Nate Jones who stole the tip. And we're underway. Rogers with the basketball again moving from right to left in front of us here. They're going to pass it up to the top, as that is Taylor Dye. Now they're going to go to the far side, Nate Jones. Jones going to drive against Ryder McClain, a whistle and a foul. And we have our first whistle of the game. It's going to go on Ryder McClain.
Foul's on number two, Blaine Tate. His first.
Oh, wow, they're going to give it to Blaine Tate.
At the line, shooting
two, like it was Ryder, unless Blaine reached in. Nate Jones will go to the free throw line. As that free throw's good, and Rogers is on the board. Officials for tonight's game, Pat O'Connell, J.B. De La Rosa, and Matt Boland. The officials for this evening, as both free throws are good. Two to nothing our score, as Jones goes 2-of-2 from the free throw line. Blaine Tate with the basketball. Again, in front of a packed house here in Rogers, the beautiful Mountie Arena. It's a very, very loud environment to play in. This is a Again, a raucous crowd. We'll see how the Bombers handle this one as this is bounced inside the middle of the paint. Jackson Corp kicks it out. Ryder McClain for three. hits the front of the rim as Blaine Tate tried to throw it back up. I guess it didn't hit the rim. They didn't reset the shot clock. As they try to get it to Blaine Tate, try to tip it in, but they throw it ahead. Rogers throws it ahead to Gus Kraut. And it's 4-0 in favor of Rogers. Extended pressure by Rogers. They'll get it to Corp in the corner to Tate. Probably a little 2-3 zone being thrown at the Bombers right here. Tate with the ball. They'll go to the top of the key to McLean. They'll go to the short corner. Tyler Podwoski, he'll kick it out. Rhett Gilbert's going to fake. Picks up his dribble in front of the three-point line. Ryan McLean with 10 on the shot clock is going to swing it to this side to Blaine Tate. Tate's going to go to work with 4 on the shot clock. Puts up the little floating jumper. This one's missed. And rebounded by Rogers. Lawton running the floor, pushes it ahead to Nate Jones. Jones looking with Ryder McLean guarding him. Now they'll go back up top to Lawton. Handoff back to Jones. 6:15 to go in this opening quarter. 4-0 our score. Rogers on the high side. As Massey and Corp fighting for position on the low block. We're down to 10 seconds here. Rogers still trying to get something organized and run it here. As it looks like they try to fake an elevator screen. They try to get the back door. But Nate Jones faked the back door, and it bounced out of bounds. It's a turnover. Mountain Home will get the basketball back, 5:57 to go. Again, we apologize if it's hard to hear in here. It's very loud. A lot of people in here, as I have mentioned. Blaine Tate with the basketball. Looks like Rogers has matched up. They're back to man-to-man, 25 on the shot clock. Jackson Corp from the top of the key, and the Bombers are on the board. Jack Corp from downtown knocks down the three, and the Bombers are on the board here. With 5:35 to go, 4-3 our score. Jones with the basketball, going to turn the corner, takes the screen, as Blaine didn't want to pick up a second foul, so they just attack Blaine there, as he didn't want to get in some early foul trouble. So 6-3 now, Bombers trailing now as they'll go to Gilbert. Now it looks like a little 3-2 by Rogers, as Pod's going to go down to the low post. Tate's going to dump it down, Jackson Corp reverse layup off the window, looked like it got tipped, hit the net. A lot of contact and a whistle and a travel is called. Substitution for Rogers. Chris Hill is going to come into the game. It's going to send Gus Kraut to the bench. So Chris Hill, the first man off the bench for either side. 5 minutes to go here in this first quarter. Glad you're here with us on the Bomber Sports Network and Classic Hits 101.7. It's bounced down to Massey on the low block. It's tipped. It's stolen. Blaine Tate with the basketball. A lot of contact. He's pushed down and a foul.
Rogers foul on number 21.
That's going to be on Caleb Massey. His first personal first foul of the game for Rogers. They'll inbound it to Podwoski. Fresh 35 on the shot clock. Blaine Tate's going to stand pretty close to the eye of the Mountie on the floor here. It's an inverted Mountie's head here. Faces the home crowd. Podwoski in the right corner. They're going to leave him wide open for three. That one rattles around. Podwoski, very capable shooter. Had a really good summer shooting the ball. That reverse layup is missed. Rebounded by Ryder McLean. Bombers have numbers right now. 5-on-4 as they're going to pull it out, try to set something up. Rhett Gilbert with the basketball. They're going to run it, go to the corner. Tyler Podwoski with it. Blaine Tate back to court between the circles. To the left side, Rhett Gilbert. He's going to pull up for a three from about 4 feet beyond the three-point line. As Ryder tried to tip that one back, but it goes right to the hands of Dylan Lawton. As McLean gets a hand on this one, it's stolen. It's thrown ahead to Blaine Tate. Nobody around him. Tate's got the layup, and it's good. 6-5 our score. Blaine Tate on the board. Two different Bombers have scored so far. Jackson Corp and Blaine Tate as they're going to swing back to Chris Hill for the Mounties of Rogers. Halfway through this first quarter of action, Bombers trail by a point. They'll go back between the circles, back to Lawton, guarded by Gilbert. Bombers will match up defense right now as Jones is going to put it on the deck against Podwoski. Good defense for Podwoski. He gets the steal. Blaine Tate comes up with it. Blaine Tate pushing the basketball. A lot of contact again and a whistle and a foul. It's going to go against Rogers. That's going to be on number 0, Nate Jones. That's the second foul for the Mounties. The first on Nate Jones. Fresh 35 for the Bombers. Ryder McLean inbounds to Blaine Tate. 3:17 to go here in the first quarter. Tate dribbles through a triple team. He swings into the corner. Podwoski now to Corp, left wing three. He's 2-of-2 from the three-point line. And a whistle and a timeout by Coach David Farrell. We'll take it with him. It looks like it's going to be a 30-second timeout. Bombers lead 8-6, 3:06 remaining in the first quarter. This is Bomber Basketball, Classic Hits 101.7, and the Bomber Sports Network.
Discover the smile you've always wanted at North Arkansas Dental Group. They're your go-to, family-friendly dental experts. Ensuring your oral health is their top priority. Open Monday through Thursday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Fridays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. They make dental care convenient for your busy schedule. Experience state-of-the-art facilities at their new location, 2338 Highway 62 West. From routine checkups to cosmetic dentistry, their skilled team is dedicated to providing personalized and comfortable care for all. Schedule your appointment today and let them brighten your smile.
Back here on the Bomber Sports Network and Classic Hits 101.7, Jackson Corp, 2-of-2 from the three-point line so far. Leading all scorers right now is the same five will come out for Mountain Home, the starting lineup for them. That's the thing that's going to be a big key for Mountain Home. You know about the three returning starters from Mountain Home, Blaine Tate, Rhett Gilbert, and Ryder McClain. But you know, Jackson Corp, essentially a 4-of-5 for Mountain Home, as turning the corner is Hill. He's going to drive through Blaine, who just leans back, and an offensive foul is called. They're going to get Chris Hill for the offensive foul. He pushed through Blaine Tate. That's the third foul on Rogers, the first on Chris Hill. I say Jackson Corp, you know, he's essentially the Bombers' 4/5 man, depending on, you know, whatever they do. And he's been a point guard for most of his life, but since he hit the genetic lottery and he's just bigger than everyone else, he's one of the Bombers' post players. Speaking of which, Corp's going to bring it back to Ryder McClain between the circles. Now to the corner, Corp looking to go 3-for-3. Counted and a foul! Jackson Corp with a chance to complete a four-point play. And that's going to be foul number two for Chris Hill. That puts the Bombers in the bonus for the remaining 2:35 of the first quarter. As Corp's free throw rattles around, well, goes right to Ryder McClain on the offensive rebound, and the Bombers have a 7-point lead. Good job by Podwoski to tip that out as it's stolen. Picked up by the Bombers. Bombers on the run. Podwoski is going to give it to a trailing McClain. Back to Corp, looking to go 4-for-4, and he missed that one, but it goes right to the hands of Podwoski. They're going to go back out to McClain with a fresh 35. They'll go to Podwoski, top of the key, three. That one's missed. Jackson Corp, the offensive rebound. He's going to go against the double team, go to work inside. He dumps it down to Blaine Tate, missed the reverse layup. Podwoski gets it back, and the floater's good. So the Bombers open with an 11-point lead. In this one, as it's dumped down, they're going to kick back out on the other end. Nate Jones going to drive along the baseline. Step back jumper. Let's Gilbert go by. He hits it. So that stops a big run for the Bombers. It's 11-6 now. Or excuse me, 15-8. I'm sorry. I was looking at the wrong number. That's a whistle. Goes out of bounds. Bombers will maintain possession. So four of the five Bombers that have started the game have scored so far. Rhett Gilbert, the lone man to not score so far. Tate skips it ahead to Podwoski, to McClain on the far side. He's going to dribble along the baseline, kicks it out to the corner. Jackson Corp was wide open. He passed up a good shot to give it to Gilbert. He's going to pull up for the 15-footer. That one rattles around, won't go. And it's rebounded by Kraut. 90 seconds to go in this first quarter here on the Bombers Sports Network and Classic Hits 101.7. They'll go inside. They'll feed the post down to Crowd. It's stolen by Blaine Tate. They'll get ahead to Jackson Corp. Corp's going to go to the ear step. Little floater off the back of the rim, and it's good. Jackson Corp with 11 first quarter points, and the Bombers lead 17-8. They haven't updated the score in the arena yet. It says 15-8, but it should be 17. Chris Hill with the basketball. They'll go between the circles to Dylan Lawton. Lawton with the ball to the far side. This is Ethan Caven, who has checked into the ball game. They'll go back this side to Jones. Now between the circles, 5 seconds to go. They got to go. Jones is going to go against Gilbert. Step back, three-pointer from the left wing. This one's missed. Rebounded by Jackson Corp with about 57 seconds to go. As a whistle and a foul, they foul Blaine Tate. That's three fouls on number two, I think. Yeah, Chris Hill. So Hill off the bench. Already in foul trouble. It's his third foul. He will almost certainly head to the bench, and he will. It's going to be, can't tell who's about to come in for him. So Blaine Tate's going to go to the line to shoot two free throws. Blaine's got 2 points so far. This one's missed. Bombers 0 of 2 at the free throw line so far. No substitutions yet for the Bombers as they lead 17-8. Lane's second free throw. This one is good. So the Bombers now extend the lead back to double digits. Rogers on the other end as they tried to throw it off court, out of bounds. They'll bounce pass it down to McLean. The layup is blocked off the backboard by Crowd. Bombers will reset. Shot clock did not reset. About a 7 second differential between the game clock and the shot clock. Lane's going to go to Jackson Corp in the left corner. That one rattles around, won't go. And now Rogers can hold for the final shot. They'll come back this way. They'll throw to the far side. That is checking the roster. Has this come up stolen? Another turnover for Rogers. The Bombers turn it right back. They're going to go in against Jackson Corp. A rolling layup off the backboard by Nate Jones is good. And the lead is cut down to 8. As Blaine Tate's going to pull up from the elbow. Podwoski trying to come down with the rebound. He's got to put it up quick. A lot of contact. Won't go. But that's going to do it for the first quarter of action. So the Bombers and Jackson Corp come out hot. He has 11 first quarter points, 11 of the Bombers, 18. We're going to take a short little break, bring you the second quarter of action here on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube and on Classic Hits 101.7.
What's going on? Rich Norcross with Mountain Valley of the Ozarks. When you're looking to stay hydrated and healthy, look no further than Mountain Valley Spring Water. Unlike cheaper, purified water, Mountain Valley Spring Water is naturally pure and packed with essential minerals. Perfect for keeping you refreshed during those intense Bomber games. Stop by today, 2489 Highway 62 West in Mountain Home, or call 870-425-9565 and let us set you up for delivery. Mountain Valley of the Ozarks, stay hydrated, stay healthy, and go Bombers.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Back here on the Bomber Sports Network and Classic Hits 101.7, the Bombers with a hot start to this one. Jackson Corp hitting 3 first quarter threes. He's got 11 points. As we're underway, Bombers with the basketball. Extended full court trap by Rogers. They'll get ahead of Pawlowski. Corp's going to drive the lane, pull up, shot fake. Good job by Rogers. Stay vertical on that one. It's picked up by Rogers. Mountie's on the move. 4-on-2 right now as Jones going to drive it.